My name is Negi. This slide shows you the fourth quarter results, and you can see that the net sales has increased by 3%, and operating income has increased by 1%. And in both cases, this is below our expectations and our forecast, I am sorry to say. And if you go to the bottom, you can see the pre-GAAP. We have increase in net sales by 4%. This is because of the FX impact. And if we exclude the foreign exchange impact, it's increased by 6%. Why was it lower than our forecast? I'd like to use these two slides to explain about it. First, up until the third quarter, if you look on the left-hand side, you can see that everything went according to our forecast. But from the fourth quarter, normally, in regard to the gap here, it should have been larger, but we have seen that from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, the numbers are flat, and so therefore, when we made the forecast, we anticipated that there would be growth. But there were some changes that took place in this area, and meanwhile, in regard to the expenses, this has gone down here. So we have been lower in our net sales forecast, but then the expenses went according to forecast. And the background for this is because when we looked at our Q4 forecast, it was a bit optimistic. The reason why this came to be the case is because in the fourth quarter of FY 2017, there used to be a lot of big deals then. We were quite strong then. And so when we made the plans for FY 2018, we thought that in the fourth quarter, we'll see a similar trend. And in regard to the big deals, we did not get as many as we had expected. And so therefore, in regard to our estimates for large deals, we were a bit too optimistic. And in regard to where this occurred the most, this is a comparison on a year-over-year basis. But when we look at Q4, in Europe, especially UK, and also in countries like Brazil, we did not have such trends observed, so that compared to the previous year, it was below our expectations. Meanwhile, when it comes to the expenses for each product, there's the user protection, which is the conventional malware products. And for the mid-market, compared to the previous fiscal year, we were not doing well. And Eva will be talking about this later on, but because of the concentration in big deals, there were attractive tipping point-related deals. But the sales focus was not in the mid-market, but rather in the bigger deals. And so therefore, we were below our forecast for the mid-market. And then expenses. There's some accounting processing here, but when it comes to the deferred revenues, depending on when the payment is recognized this changes the situation of deferred revenues. And if things make it within the deadline, then we see changes taking place in the deferred revenue. But at any rate, profitability after the deferrals was below our forecast. And next, in regard to our expenses, for long-term investments, the net sales could not be meeting our forecast, but we do anticipate that this will come up. It's not because there are no deals in the pipeline, and Eva's presentation will touch upon this. But when it comes to the changes in the IT infrastructure, there are new opportunities that are emerging. So we're making advanced investments. We have continued with investments. And so unfortunately, for the second half of FY 2018, this has impacted our profits. Now, it's not all lowlights. There are highlights for the fourth quarter. First of all, there's the hybrid infrastructure protection for the network and the data centers security. A double-digit growth has continued. And also, I forgot to explain about this, but when it comes to the net income, we have seen an increase by 41% in the first quarter. And if we look at the annual profitability calculations, this falls into the fourth quarter. And so from the first quarter in the United States, we have seen the taxes go down. And so not everything may have occurred in the fourth quarter, but we were not clear about the calculations. And so we decided to do the adjustment in the fourth quarter. And in FY 2017, because of the decrease in personal income tax rates, we had seen the higher tax rates, but this did not take place in 2018. And so therefore, in the world of taxation, we are seeing some profits. And in operating income, in regard to what the situation of the company is, we're looking at things from operating income perspective. And so we're using that as the basis for a calculation of dividends. And when net income increases, then we have the dividends increased. And we have increased dividends so that we are now going to have the highest ever dividend payout. This is in a dollar-denominated basis. And if we look at the sales by region, net sales by region, we see that it's minus 17% in North America and plus 13% in Europe, but there's the tipping point, plus 16%. And in tipping point, we have moved forward with North America. And in 2018, we have also the allocation to the different regions. And the impact was greatest in Europe. And fourth quarter, it seems like we're down in the North America market, but this is because the tipping point sales are not included here. Whereas in Europe, we're having a plus effect. If we make the adjustments, both are flat. North America's revenues are not going down, and Europe has not seen a great an increase. But at any rate, when we look at the fourth quarter, then we're seeing that the two regions are flat in this sense. And this is the FX impact excluded. And this was unanticipated, but we should see efforts to increase this. And sales by segment is shown here. And for the consumers in Japan, we have seen revenues down in all other areas besides Japan. But in terms of the enterprise market, we're seeing growth. In North America and Europe, there's the tipping point sales recognition that impacts things. But if we look at this by region, then we see that the sales are increasing. Next, we have the hybrid infrastructure protection, and it's an 11% increase in yen-denominated basis. And on a last-year currency basis, it's 14% increase. There's quite a lot of fluctuation here. This is because of the impact of large deals. And when we look at these kind of growth rates, we thought that this would be the case for this fiscal year as well. There's growth, but the growth is not as high as FY 2017. And so therefore, this shows some of the optimism of our forecast. Here's the pre-GAAP sales. There's nothing of note to make here. And in this area, the growth rates are high. And this includes Middle East, and it's getting closer and closer to the levels of Europe.
This is the pre-GAAP sales and the enterprise sales. Consumer, 5%, and enterprise 6% growth. In the case of Japan, mobile channel sales are growing once again. One thing to note, for year-on-year comparison, for mobile, rebate is not excluded. So accounting-wise, if sales is happening in mobile channel, for pre-GAAP, it has to be deducted from the gross, but in this case, it's not deducted. So this is something that you need to be careful when you compare against the previous year. So if all the rebate is excluded, the growth rate is more like 2 or 3%. This is the balance of deferred revenue. Looking at the cost, what is increasing? Yellow, salary and benefit. This tends to increase in the fourth quarter. And the growth rate for each quarter is not that high compared to the previous fiscal year. And another thing that's included here is an AI contest. We explained this in the previous quarter. AI contest for engineers, this expense is included. And in Japan, the HR system has been changed as well. The pension balance, this is about several, maybe 300 or 400 million yen. It's also included. So when you make the comparison, please note that there are some special items. Sales and marketing is also increasing because of big events. These are event expenses. And the dark blue, this is administration, administrative cost. The biggest growth in this area is cloud backend. SaaS-type sales is on the increase recently, and in relation to that, there are some back-end costs, which is included in administration. It's not that the headcount is increasing in accounting. AWS and Azure, or cloud-related services, are seeing an increase in cost. And this is the profit, and this is cash flow. There is nothing to comment. Moving on to headcount. Headcount has increased. And as Eva will mention later, we need to acquire headcount because we see needs for new services on various fronts. So we are trying to hire people in order to prepare ourselves for the new stage. Moving on to the full year numbers. This is the summary of the all four quarters, so I would like to skip these slides and go to the dividends. Payout ratio is the same, 70% of consolidated net income, and the two-point amortization impact is added back. 163 yen. Per share. And this is a 9% increase because of the tax impact I mentioned before. And of course, this has to be approved by the shareholders, but this is our proposal. Today we made an announcement about share buyback. In terms of absolute amount, well, the green is a dividend, and this year will be the highest so far. So with the share buyback, we don't know exactly how it will end, but about 6 billion yen will be added on top of this bar. That's what we expect. So in terms of a shareholder return, this year, we will be able to return a lot of cash to our shareholders. FY19 forecast. Japan and Europe, 5% increase in sales, flat in North America, and 15% increase in Asia. This is what we expect. Why flat in North America? This is a complicated explanation, so maybe I should ask Habara-san to explain the accounting method. In FY19, we're not expecting anything special to happen, but since we have been explaining since FY18, pre-GAAP for tipping point, we are beginning a new allocation method. So up until the end of FY17, we were basically accounting all the deferred revenue in the U.S. And in FY18, as Negi has mentioned, it is changed, and pre-GAAP for U.S., the numbers appears to be lower because of this. And FY19, the same situation will continue. That's all this is. So if there is a multi-year account contract, if there's a deferred revenue or installment, in FY18, it was still there in the US, but this impact will shrink in FY19. So we saved up something up until the end of FY17, which existed in each region. But in FY18 and 19, this impact will weaken. And in terms of a deferred revenue, there is still some remaining impact in North America. So pre-GAAP doesn't look very bad. So FY18, FY19, pre-GAAP basis, you can make direct comparison. But in terms of net sales, we still have some residue in FY19 and FY18. And FY19, this impact will weaken. But in terms of net sales, the situation will still remain the same. I'm sorry about this very complicated explanation. So for pre-GAAP, FY18-19, direct comparison is possible. But in terms of net sales, North America situation will be basically the same as FY18. If this is too complicated, I would like to explain this separately. Thank you. Headcount has increased. Headcount-related expenses is expected to increase in FY19. And the assumption for exchange rate is shown on this slide. 5% increase in sales, 168.6 billion, and operating income expected to grow by 6%. Without the exchange impact, we expect sales to grow by 6%. We regret that we did not perform as well in FY18, but in FY19, we will do our best to achieve these numbers to increase the sales and profit. Thank you.